In the last few weeks, cattle prices and beef prices, which have been more or less going up steadily for at least 3 years, have dropped a bit, putting the squeeze on feedlots. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Chael Shagham says just a few weeks ago, packers were paying feedlots up around $168 a hundredweight for cattle.
Prices have since come off. There are benchmark five-area steer prices currently running about $157.
So as to why prices have come down?
Packers just were having problems selling the beef at prices that would compensate them for the prices that they were paying for the live animals. They've been successful in pushing down those fed cattle prices in December.
Now, we've heard some people say they think this drop in price signals a real reversal of the trends toward higher prices, but Shagham says this is probably just a little wave downward and that nothing's going to stem the tide of rising prices for very long because cattle numbers are going to keep shrinking.
And that, you know, as supplies tighten, the packers are going to have to start paying more money moving to 2015.
USDA forecasting average steer prices to rise another 7% next year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.